I was really just thinking, I thank you guys. Those ones who, you know, Gajim and Ado is that kind creator. So I just offer those words in Ojibwe, acknowledging that work of caretaking. Wewena Gwejian, Wewene Ganawan Dung, for taking care of that water in that careful way. So I want to acknowledge, I feel like we work really hard. It's really putting our good thoughts, and I really want, I'm pretty sure that the water walkers who will be coming through here soon will feel that love, those thoughts of your tobacco, and I'm pretty sure that the water, that energy of that water will feel that too. So I want to thank you for all of your hard work. As part of the water ceremony, it's like a three-part ceremony, so tobacco, water, and berries. The ceremony is often the first thing that we do. These berries are a gift. They're part of that women's work too. There's a whole berry fast teaching where our young women, before they fully become recognized as women, go through a year-long time of not eating these berries. And taking that time during the time, from the time they're girls to the time they become able to create life, they take that year thinking about what that means and not rushing into that. It teaches us to love ourselves as women. It reteaches us, or our memories are reminded of how beautiful that we are, and that beautiful gift of creation that we, if we so choose, to have. I don't want to get too much into that, because that would be like another day. Like that's a whole other ceremony and a whole other part, but it's a beautiful, beautiful connection. Especially when we think about that time, we acknowledge that time during that cycling, like the full moon cycle. So every 28 days, when the woman's body replenishes itself and renews itself for that next month. And we know that the moon really governs the water. We're very, very connected as women to that 28-day cycle and the fullness of her. And one of the things from acknowledging and doing that work with the full moon and thinking about our women, our connection to our grandmother, the moon, is that role of the women, or sorry, the role of the men. You know, for years and years, I was focused on strengthening myself as a woman and feeling confident again, especially with so much historical trauma of being a woman in society. And you know, it was easy to think that the only women had been the most impacted by all of these things of colonization. So there's one time during the full moon ceremony when the men had been outside in the winter for about an hour and a half while the women were doing their work inside, and I went outside, and when we were talking, we offered our tobacco to the fire, and I was looking at the men who had been tending to that fire, because that's that balance we think of men. Women work with the water and men work with the fire. And I realized that that the men in working with that fire is the sun, that first fire of creation. And I realized that without the sun and that first fire of creation, I wouldn't be able to see the full moon. And that in his way, that he was actually shining on her and saying, look how beautiful that she is. That he was doing his part in being able to help in that full moon ceremony. And I really acknowledge those men who pick up that work, especially men who work with the fire, and who are those shkabewis in our communities, or even anybody who works with the fire, because women can work with the fire as well. And that's something that Bonnie and I, we've talked about, is that balance of fire and water and the importance of our men who through that teaching of the fire, that first fire in creation, they hold the vision of the people here, that we need our men also, as our women have stood up, that we need to walk for the water, that we need that balance. And that I acknowledge the men who have also gathered here and have stood up for that water and have shared and put their thoughts in the tobacco and offered that balance. Because we do need to stand together, and that is that teaching of that water. So, whatever lodge that you've come from, whether it's the Sundance or Rain Dance or Christian Lodge, or I don't know what I really, Christian Renegade Lodge, we have a member here. You know, that we've all come together with this water, that this water has now, in this ceremony, has connected all of us. And I want to acknowledge that. But also the role of our men and our fire keepers in our communities. So we're going to offer these strawberries as the ending part of the ceremony. And that is... it's that reminder that, yeah, we talked about some really challenging things, talked about and reflected on the healing that needs to be done in each one of us. We talked about how water can help to bring that through being that Thanksgiving. And so this berry is that heart berry, O Damon. And I even understand that Lee is connected to that in her name, Makwa Odei. That in her name, she's actually connected to that Odeiman, that heart. So that's actually really awesome, right? And inside of that strawberry, you'll see there's a space in there. That's where our spirit is. So when we eat that berry, it also helps to strengthen that. And so we're going to offer those strawberries. So again, you could just eat them. You don't have to wait for everybody. As soon as you receive that berry, you can eat that berry. So that's going to be the concluding part of the water ceremony.
Just as you enjoy your strawberry and we begin to come to a close, we just want to take a moment to express our tremendous gratitude to Dr. Denard and Dr. Bonnie here so much for the beautiful wisdom and medicine and ceremony that was shared so generously with us tonight. It's a huge honor to be here in the presence of this Eagle staff and bundle. So just our deepest gratitude, Gichumi Gwech, for that. And just in thanks for their time with us, we've got two prints here, for both of you. So Miigwech. And Evan, you want to say something?
Ani Nodin Addition Cosmoji Kodo Manishami Nishmando Agendao Toronto Nindinjaba. My name is Evan. I am the minister at Toronto Urban Native Ministry, which is shared between the United Church and the Anglican Church. And I guess Lee and I are co-conspirers on this festival along with an amazing committee. And so I just wanted to say a huge thank you to everybody for coming out, to Debbie and Bonnie. I was late because I had a church meeting in Oshawa, and I walked in, and I was like, please let there be people. Please let there be people. And again, there was no seating, so... this is just awesome, and I think that I speak for both myself and Lee when I say that, like, this was just this silly idea that we came up with, and clearly it was much more than a silly idea, and I'm really grateful that we're having this opportunity to all come together and really unite across cultural lines and faith and traditional lines to really unite around what sustains us, which is the water. I know that Lee already mentioned the water walk on Friday, June 16th, but just want to reiterate that it's happening. It's going to be a great event, and let people know. Also, there's a big water walk coming up in September, and so we can post information on the Facebook group about that, and I'd encourage people to come out for that. I know they're looking for volunteers, so if you know you have some free time in September, we can put you in contact with them. And yeah, I just wish you all blessings as you leave here. That's all.
Just wanted to say too that tomorrow night at 7 p.m. there's a Water is Life benefit concert. Dr. Denard talked about Grandmother Josephine's water walk, and so there'll be fundraising. And Mike here from the Onamon Collective. So there'll be great music, and that's at Heart House at 7 o'clock tomorrow night, Water is Life benefit concert. Doors open at 6:30, and it'll be beautiful music. And I just would like to offer just one verse of the Pleasant song. In gratitude for you so much and for your bundle and the medicines that you shared with us tonight. And this is a song that, and Bonnie also for your words that you gave tonight and for all of you being here. So I'd like to just offer this one song. And my, one of my good friends, Sebi, taught me this song. And, it means it's a prayer song for peace for you and all your relations. So, if you are able or comfortable, please stand. You are Eo, Yahweh, Yahweh, you are Eo, Yahweh, 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 Eano, Makawaske, Che, Wea, Hey, Away, Hey, Wea, Quane, Yana, Zane, Yahwa. Go ahead.